The Homeland Security Department's canceled its second try at modernizing its financial systems. The $450 million transformation and system consolidation contract called TASC would have updated the department's back office systems. And you can learn the story on the cancellation at federalnewsradio.com. John Weiler is the vice chairman and co-founder of the IT Acquisition Advisory Council. He's here with some ideas on what DHS is dealing with and where they may go next. John, thanks for being on the program today.
Well, Francis, it's a pleasure as always. I love your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the comments. Tell me what you heard between the lines when DHS canceled this contract with CACI.
Well, it's more than what's between the lines. It's tracking the progress or lack thereof at times over the past, 7 years. Beginning with eMERGE 2. If you remember that program, that was also canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And it had spent a lot more on the program. It was later dubbed SubMERGE 2. But it was a big bang approach in financial management. If you've noticed Jeffrey Zients' memo, about a year ago, and Vivek Kundra and Peter Orszag all commenting on the disastrous state of federal IT,
mm-hmm.
basically fundamentally broken. So when you look at the studies and the reports, as the ITAC has done, some 40 studies on the root causes of failure, if you don't attack those root causes, you will see a continued reoccurrence of the problems. You know, as Einstein says, insanity is continuing the same process and expecting different results. So we've taken some time to look at the symptoms, and you can draw from those symptoms and statements, like Peggy Sherry saying, we clearly have, the IG has identified some problems with their existing systems, but they're mostly procedural. Okay, well, that doesn't mean you have a material failure. You know, are those systems really need replacing?
If
you also look at the investment portfolio of DHS since it's been created, there's been a dozen financial management systems installed. Then you look at OMB's new direction, to face the budgetary cuts. Don't buy something if it ain't broken.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't broken, don't fix it. So
right.
They are advising government not to invest into new systems unless it's mission critical. Is a back office mission critical? No, it's a reporting system. We're not going to stop anybody at the border with a new financial management system.
Right.
You know, we're not going to stop terrorists. So, these are things that you can draw from statements from, individuals. And, we have a monthly forum that we conduct. It's called the ITAC Senior Leadership Forum. And we've had, many DHS executives come. It's a non-attribution forum. However, there are, clear indications that there's a political will to do better. But DHS, being a young organization, still is trying to work out. For instance, some years ago when DHS tried to figure out how do we acquire things, they looked at DOD and with their FFRDC support brought in DOD's acquisition process. Well, 90% of what DHS does is not weapon systems, it's IT. 2 years ago, Congress has told DOD stop using a weapon systems process to buy IT. That's been a directive, Section 804. Of the National Defense Authorization Act.
Mm-hmm.
So the very process that DHS has recently embraced has been deemed dead on arrival by Congress.
So whose role is it then to get in there and say, wait a minute, we've been doing this wrong all along and we need to change the path?
Well, unfortunately, you have committee decision-making at DHS. Richard Spires, by law, based on the Clarence Act, should be in charge and responsible for establishing a streamlined process. But he doesn't own the entity or the resources or the organization responsible for acquisition. So it's outside of his reach. He is not the one who can dictate that. It is a peer organization of his. The CFO runs the procurement. So again, Richard Spires, but with industry and commercial experience in the FAR, saying you should be in charge, is not responsible or has not been responsible, but he has been an advisor. So it seems to me, if you triangulate the OMB guidance, the IG reports of DHS, the GAO reports saying that the process is not working, you can extrapolate from that that something might need to occur first. They first probably need to establish an acquisition process that's designed for IT, as OMB has directed, as the IG has suggested, and as GAO has suggested.
Who is doing that well, and how transferable and scalable to the size and scope that DHS buys IT would something like that be, do you think?
Well, we have done some audits where we think there is documented processes already in place that could be readily adopted if the culture will allow that. We do understand that DHS is attempting to do this by committee. And as you and I know, committees can't really, that's not how you generate, you know, lean acquisition processes by committee. That's how you create monstrous bureaucratic processes. But we, the poor business transformation agency, before it got terminated, had actually developed the process. In fact, my organization was supporting them in finding existing acquisition processes that were turning out capabilities in 4 to 6 months. And we've offered to give that to DHS as we helped implement that already at the Business Transformation Agency. We'll see if they will accept our offer to do it for free versus paying a lot of contractors to do it.
Well, keep me updated on that, John, because this is certainly something that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Right.
With, I guess you could look at it a couple of different ways. You could look at it maybe a third time will be the charm, or you could look at it from the three strikes and you're out point of view. So
right.
I'll look forward to having your analysis. Thank you very much for being on the program today.
And one small point. There is efforts that are underway across other agencies to modernize their code automatically with some new code conversion tools. And that is something that I hope sees the light of day as well.
That's another thing you can keep us updated on, too.
Will do, sir.
John Weiler is the Vice Chairman, co-founder of the IT Acquisition Advisory Council, my guest on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. And you can find out more about the cancellation of TASC at DHS on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.